Mr. Evans fits the criteria of a malignant narcissism. Acts of rage frequently involving the attentions of a woman.
You look so beautiful when you sleep. When I was in prison, I thought a lot about you.
Colin, I tried to wait.
No, you didn't. There's violence in this man. Your parole is denied.
Seen it all, yeah. Be about you, babe. I seen her before. I seen that look on her face. Face behind those eyes.
It's a hard place to come from when you
looking downtown. Let this brother into your private garden. Oh, wrong review here, people. Oh, snap. The Driss couldn't have said it better himself or whatever, with no good deed, but apparently his no good deed is letting himself into your private garden. My God, this nigga is horrible. Why do people love this dude as an actor? Beats the fuck out of me, because this dude can't act for shit. And there's no good deed... convince me that he is a decent actor? The answer to that is hell no. I swear to God, you could have slapped the Tyler Perry name on here and I would have been like, yep, this is exactly what it is, because my God, man. The same thing I always say in a Tyler Perry movie. Subtlety, brother. Subtlety. This movie lacked all of it, and made by the delicious Oso Sony that just pushes us out there. Is, well, one thing I want to do before I get into a plot synopsis or anything like that is I want to just make a shout out to Sony real quick. Sony, stop putting these fucking soundtracks in your goddamn movies. Did it in Spider-Man, I'll even say 22 Jump Street, but even though that movie kind of fit for it, they throw, man, this movie is just filled with the score and the soundtrack just bumping up. It is just music. That motherfucker lit his cigarette and music just lit up out of nowhere. I'm just like, ain't nothing sinister about this brother lighting up a cigarette. Unless that motherfucker plans on opening up a private garden with that cigarette, then that's the only problem you should be scared about. But let me get into a plot synopsis here. So we open up with Taraji P. Henson, the beautiful, lovely Taraji P. Henson from... how could you forget her from such great classics as Baby Boy and Think Like a Man 2? She plays a woman named Terry in here, married to a man named Jeffrey, played by Henry Simmons, who is the very definition of tall, fine, black-ass man. Because when he came on screen, I said, fuck, he just... God damn, who is that nigga right there? Chocolate thunder right there. You can tell, obviously. I mean, goddamn, man. It is so blatant like that. This dude is cheating on this woman. They got this million-dollar mansion, which, by the way, it baffled me and the wife when we saw this movie. Baffled us that she has this million-dollar home, but yeah, she's driving a Honda CR-V, which was confusing as fuck for the moment. But that's neither here nor there. It is so fucking blatantly, obviously, that this dude is cheating on her. He gets home early, right? You know, I'll get into that later. Okay. So, Idris Elba has his little parole interview or whatever, and it doesn't go too well. I mean, pretty much one of the board members, old man, he's just like, this guy is a psychopathic liar. I mean, he uses that, he uses intelligence to trick people, which, by the way, wasn't nothing goddamn intelligent about this brother at all. He uses intelligence to trick people, manipulate them, and they pretty much were sending him on his way. So, he... somehow manages to fake a nosebleed. Then once they're in the car, a police officer pretty much grabs him. Grabs him a tissue and he hands it to him. So then he's like grabbing him, and the next thing you know, he busts his head open and pulls a gun to his head. Idris Elba, we're talking about Idris Elba, who plays Colin in the film. And then the old man driving, he's just like, "Colin, please, brother, we just want to take you back to the cell now." And he just like, and then, oh, subtlety, brother, subtlety. We just seen a scene where he's like, this man is a psychopathic liar, and the first thing come out this brother, man, "Drop the gun and I won't shoot your fellow officer here." What does this old dude do? Drop the fucking gun. How long has this motherfucker been incarcerated for? 5 years? First of all, he murdered a dude that was apparently seeing his woman now, and he only got 5 years and they gave him parole. I'm like, shouldn't that be life in prison? 20 years maybe? But whatever. So the logic was already a little fucked up for me. So he manages to escape. Next thing you know it, he's tracked down his ex-wife, I guess, or ex-girlfriend or whatever it was, and he pretty much murders her. And then next you know it, he's on a road. He crashes into a tree. Next you know it, he wanders off. Okay, this shit's about to get fucking hilarious. I mean, it's about to get ridiculous. But stumbles off, runs into Taraji P. Henson's house, knocks on the door. "Hey, let me borrow your phone." Next you know it, she invites him in. And then it's a lot of boring. Everything else in the middle right here is just fucking boring. I mean, the hints right here, this dude is creepy as fuck. I mean, the hints are right there that this dude cannot be trusted. Why would you let him in your house? Next thing you know it, shit all breaks loose. He's going on. He wants another murder spree, I guess. I don't know what he wants, to be honest. All right. Back up. Rewind. Rewind. Her husband, Jeffrey here. He is giving up some fine-ass Taraji P. Henson pussy to go play golf with his father. That right there already set up. I was just looking at that. I was like, he's cheating on her. And I whispered right over to my girlfriend, "I bet he's cheating on her." Sure enough, the end of the movie, you know what? I'm not even going to say it. So we find out he's cheating. Whatever. Idris Elba's girlfriend, fine as hell, Kate Del Castella. She plays Alexis in the film. Fine Latin chick. I mean, gorgeous. You can hear her accent and everything. Just sexy. We find out that she was cheating on Idris Elba. Now, I think you see where this is going now. End of the film, guess what? We find out that Taraji P. Henson's husband was cheating with Idris Elba's ex-girlfriend. What a coincidence, right? Well, check this out. Here's even a bigger coincidence now. Taraji P. Henson, who is a stay-at-home mother now, is the woman who incarcerated, because she's a domestic violent attorney, and she's the one who put Idris Elba behind bars. Now, let me get this straight. Now, whether she was in court or not, she meant to tell me she incarcerated a man without ever seeing a fucking photo of him or evidence or anything like that? Because this has got to be some straight up bullshit. 5 years, I know 5 years ain't. 5 years is not that much a fucking time for you to change overnight in a prison cell to where you can't recognize who this motherfucker is. Second of all, my other problem with the film is this motherfucker literally killed two police officers, doesn't hide the truck or van or anything like that. And in this downtown city of Atlanta, nobody can find his ass. There's no wanted posters, as far as wanted posters, I mean, on the news or nothing like that. There's no call out that, hey, the description of this man got free. So already I'm scratching my head. It's going like, no, cops would have been all over this. This is kind of some bullshit, especially a Negro too that escaped. They had opened fire on his ass right away. This is all just too convenient to have this movie around this time. What was another coincidence? Another coincidence. Oh, yeah. His car crashes, and sure enough, it lands on an address that he's seen at his ex's, his ex's house. So I'm just scratching my head. All these fucking coincidences, man. This is just rumming up too well or whatever. And the whole movie, while Idris Elba's in the house, he just keeps asking about the husband. The husband. The husband. The husband, where's the husband, is this or whatever. And you're thinking like, he's just asking that because he's just wondering to know when the husband's coming home so he can kill Taraji P. Henson. No. He's actually looking for the husband. Which I'm like, okay, this is no fucking way none of this all happened. Idris Elba. I want to get into this brother now. I know a lot of people like him. I don't know why, because his movies are horrible, and his acting in them, it doesn't help. And here, I gotta say, he probably was the worst actor in the whole movie. Now, I'm probably thinking that the movie is trying to bank on Idris Elba, which I don't know why, because all he done was a doorman for fucking Thor, or chasing Beyonce's, his mistress from Beyonce, or something, whatever the fuck that movie was about. But the dude is horrible in here. I mean, there's moments in here where he's supposed to be sinister, but he's got this accent on him, and the shit wasn't working at all. I mean, if anything, the only thing that was sinister about him is every time he appeared on screen, Sony didn't know when to turn the volume down on this music, because they just crank that music up every time it just shows him. This brother can be wandering in the shadows, music just cranks up. He could just be walking in the rain, music just cranks up. Anytime he's just on screen, anything that happens on screen, music is just amped up 100%. Taraji P. Henson, I thought for the character she had to play, I thought she was decent. I mean, I thought she was whatever. It really just came down to be honest, she was a useless fucking... to be honest, she was a useless dumb bitch. I'll go ahead and say this. First of all, don't let no stranger in the middle of a storm into your house. The brother looks suspicious, okay? Anybody that thinks Idris Elba is good looking, you are fucking blind or whatever. He's not a good looking man. The motherfucker looks like he's on something. Look at this private garden right here. He looks like he's up to something. He just looks guilty. Ooh, can I assist you with your problems, girl? No! You can't assist with no problems! You can't assist with nothing! Only thing you can assist with is opening the portal up for fucking Thor to swim through. Leslie Bibb is in this film too, who plays a friend, and she pretty much comes out and say, "I'm the whore." Yeah, I'm the whore. I'm here to fuck you, Idris Elba. And it gets to a point where Idris Elba, the lines he just saying, it is so fucking sinister, to the point where I'm surprised these two women didn't look at each other and go like, "We need to get this nigga out the house." But instead, she goes to a garage alone with him, tells him he's full of shit, and he knocks her ass out with a shovel. I will say this: the kills in here are pretty, they're pretty up there as far as being delivered good. I mean, he kills people in a pretty good way. I mean, one, he choked his ex-girlfriend out and then beat her with a lamp, hit this girl with a shovel, knocked her out cold. He shoots down a cop or whatever, which was actually kind of satisfying, I'm not going to lie, because seeing a black man shoot a white cop, I kind of stood up and applauded. People was looking at me like they were ridiculous. I mean, there's, other than that, I guess that's really all the actors here. I mean, this movie offers absolutely nothing. I mean, it's uninspiring, and it's mainly a cliche after cliche. And nothing here is unpredictable. Everything here is fucking predictable. Even from a less movie goer, like in my girlfriend, fiance, she saw where everything was going. And I don't think she hated the movie as much as I probably did. Well, I didn't even hate the movie. I just kept rolling my eyes at how predictable it was. I think she just had expectations of thinking it was going to be good. Because, you know, like every other fucking urban people in this, because there's nothing but black people in this fucking audience. Every other urban people in there thinking it's going to be a good movie for some fucking reason. She just kind of said it wasn't what I expected. Didn't really care for it. It's just a typical standard home invasion a supposedly thriller, but the thriller in here is so weak, because once she lets him in the house, it just gets boring. It's Idris Elba stopping her car alarm, Idris Elba just pretty much eyeballing her house, Idris Elba just playing patty cake with her daughter or something like that, and them asking him questions, and he just giving that slanty-eyed look and shit, like he's all sinister and shit. I mean, damn, man, if you don't need any more evidence of this nigga's guilty, I don't know what is. And then they just keep cranking the music up. And then finally something just happens where she notices all he vanishes and all the knives and shit are gone. I'm just like, oh, thank God. All the knives are gone, the phone is disconnected, he vanishes, and she sees him playing with his daughter. You see this in the trailer, too, and then she sees his gun in the back. So then, next you know it, she hits his ass with a fire extinguisher. She only hits him once, though. I'm like, okay, people, if there's a fucking killer in the house and you know it, hit his ass more than once before you decide to vanish. And then the rest of the movie is just, it's damn near Wile E. Coyote. Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, because it's constantly, she hits him with something, she runs around, she gets caught by him again, he doesn't shoot her or injure her or hit her or nothing like that, and then she hits him again with something, then next thing else will run around again, until finally she gets a hold of the police, and he decides after he gets stabbed to get in the car and take him to his ex-girlfriend's house, by the way. Next you know, they get pulled over because she signaled a cop, but then next you know, that doesn't work out well, so he just puts the kids in the bedroom, and then next you know it, she takes them in the bedroom, he ties her up, the alarm goes off, next you know it, guess what, she finds a dead body of his ex-girlfriend, and then the phone's ringing, oh my god, who could be on the phone? You thinking it's her the cops or her mistress or something like that? Turned out, dun dun dun, it's Taraji P. Henson's husband. He's calling from a hotel talking about, hey babe, where you at? Where you? I've been at the hotel all day. And she's like, you fucking bastard, Jeffrey, just call the police or whatever. And he's, and it is, her acting and delivering that was so weak. I mean, it was so weak and bland that I the movie was just a constant head shaking. It was just like, this has got to be one of the weakest movies. It's definitely, if I was doing my worst of list of the fall right now, this would definitely be on there already. I'm like, this fall isn't kicking off to a good start because, my God, man, they could have did so much better with this movie as far as building up. But, I know someone that said it was the worst movie they've ever seen of the year, but it really was a slow burn violent thriller, but it was too fucking predictable, and the twist, which I just explained it to you, it isn't worth anything talking about. I mean, just seeing it, usually a twist is something that can either piss you off or it could be like, I didn't see that coming. But here, it's just so predictable in the first 5 minutes of the movie that you're just kind of like, oh, that's it? I don't really know what to think about that. I mean, that's nothing or whatever. And Taraji P. Henson, I mean, this is another one of those movies where they try to set up an independent, strong woman. By hearing me say that, people, they actually say that in this movie, too. I used to be independent, strong, fearless. And I was just, once she said that, I was just like, okay, you can end this movie right here. I was like, if a woman has to say that, that just goes to show me that she's anything but that. There should be no reason for why you have to say that. And once they set that up in here, I was just like, okay, I see what they're going for. When a movie tries to go for that angle, for some reason, they always have this smart, educated woman do the dumbest shit in the fucking movie, period. There was not one clever or smart thing I saw her do in this whole film. Everything she kept doing, I was just like, if you're going to stab him with something, keep fucking stabbing him with it. I don't get your motivation. Even the payoff of him, her shooting his ass at the end, it was just like, whatever. Now, granted, my audience was clapping because they're a bunch of black ignorant fucks. And actually, to be honest, this audience was worse than any Tyler Perry audience I've ever been with. So that was also the brainer here. If I had to sum this up, which I will wrap it up, it was a bland movie with a bland twist that can't save this movie from its own repetitive flaws. Because everything in here was a repetition. Especially that middle part, it was nothing but repetition, and it was getting old and tired, and I was actually feeling like my time was being wasted. So, yeah, with that said, this movie is getting a high old mighty fuck it. Idris, you can't act. It's finally being proven in these movies. I love how none of these people are going to go see this fucking movie that claims that Idris is such a great actor, because it damn sure isn't seen in this movie, and it damn sure ain't seen in your fucking private garden, my brother.
Let me show you a way to celebrate your life. I will be gentle with you. I will be gentle with you. Just let me show you.
This nigga can't sing nor act. I mean, goddamn shit.
To do it. I would have thought of all those brains you've got.
he would have figured out the game we're playing by now.